Well, good afternoon, brethren. And to all the people on the upstairs and on the internet. Hey, the title of this message is Three Lessons from the Vocal Singers in God's House. I'll repeat. The title of this message is Three Lessons from the Vocal Singers in God's House. Brethren, have you ever stopped to consider the power of vocal singing in God's house? Vocal singing in God's house is a powerful method to do three things. First, to deliver a spiritual message. The second, to please our Father and our Lord Jesus. And the third, is to bring joy and inspiration to the people who are listening. Brethren, on this very special day, we're going to quickly review seven stories about vocal singers from the Bible. Then, in the conclusion of this message, I'll present to you three lessons from these seven stories. These would be my lessons from the seven stories. As we quickly review, try to guess what the three lessons might be and write them in your notes. So let's begin by quickly reviewing the first story. Okay, the first story is about Moses and his sister Miriam. When they were singing. In this story, the groaning and the crying of the Israelites turned to worship and after the destruction of the Egyptian army in the sea. In this story, the Israelites were led by Moses and his sister Miriam in singing praises to the Lord for deliverance. That's Exodus chapter 15. The second story about singers in the Bible is when the builders rebuilt the foundation of the temple of the Lord. In this rebuilding service, the priests and the Levites sang praises and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever." And the people shouted, and with a great shout, when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11. The third story is about a singer named Kenaniah. In this story, the Bible talks about a person named Kenaniah who had special expertise in vocal music. Now, according to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, Kenaniah was the head Levite and the instructor in charge of vocal music because he was skillful and he had special expertise in vocal music. First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 22. The next story is about the singers when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord was brought into the house of the Lord. In this story, singers were also musicians who played cymbals, harps, and lyres. These singers sang of the Lord's goodness and love. On this special day, the Lord showed his approval by filling the house of the Lord with a cloud, which represented his presence. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 12 through 13. The fifth story is about women singers affecting the relationship between King Saul and David. You see, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistines, women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing. As the women danced, they sang a song about King Saul killing thousands while David killed 10,000, 10 times as many as Saul. What the women were singing made Saul very angry. And from that day on, King Saul was very jealous toward David, and their relationship was never the same. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 7 through 9. And now the sixth story is about King David singing to God. David, the man after God's heart, sang many of his prayers to the Lord. He was always singing, even when he was in a cave, hiding to save his life. David wrote Psalm 18 and sang the words to the Lord because the Lord saved him and from the power of all his enemies and of Saul. The seventh and last story is about Paul and Silas. It was about midnight in this story, and Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the other prisoners were listening to him. In addition, there was a guard who was also listening. This story has a happy ending because the guard who was listening, him and all his family, were converted and baptized by Paul and Silas. And that story is found in Acts chapter 16. Brethren, let's begin concluding with this message now that you have written your three lessons. In this message, we reviewed seven stories about vocal singers in the Bible. And as we reviewed these seven stories, three lessons became evident and clear. The first lesson is vocal singers played an important part in the history of God's church, and they made major contributions during special events. The second lesson is this: God gives some people in his church a very special talent or a gift of vocal singing. This gift of vocal singing allows some people the ability to sing and praise and glory to God in such a way as to enhance the worship service experience for their brethren. The key to understanding this spiritual gift is not so much the beautiful sounds or the skill with which the notes are delivered, but the inspiration behind the delivery. As the gifted singer praises and glorifies our Father and our Lord Jesus through song, listeners become inspired and begin to feel the presence of God. Not everyone with singing ability has this special gift of vocal singing. But those who have been given the spiritual gift have a special motivation to sing songs that please God and bring joy to others. The third lesson is this: all the singers mentioned today are all asleep, and they're waiting to be resurrected at the seventh trumpet, to once again sing praises and glory to our Father and our Lord Jesus. Brethren, Carol Wallach is one of these very special vocal singers in God's house. Her story may not be in the Bible, but it is recorded in the Book of Life. While Carol was alive, she played an important part in the history of God's church, and she made major contributions during special events. Carol had God's special gift of vocal singing. When she sang praises and glory to God, she enhanced the worship experience for all of us. Many of us became inspired and began to feel the presence of God. Brethren, Carol is asleep now. We miss her, we think about her, and we look forward to seeing her again at the first resurrection, when we can hear her beautiful voice once again, when she sings praises and glory to our Father and our Lord Jesus, and brings joy and inspiration to all of us again. Selah.